What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Hey. Good evening. Are we on? Good evening.
Yes, you're good. Queen, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. How you doing, King? Happy Flashback Fridays to everyone. Thank you for tapping in.
Hey, I'm good, Queen.
The Super Bowl.
I'm good. I'm in the background. Much love, everyone.
Okay.
Happy Flashback Friday. Have a great show.
Thank you. This is the Super Bowl weekend. Vegas is off the chain right now. There's a lot going on. Tomorrow, February the 10th, they're having that concert, the West Coast Hip Hop All-Star Concert, which is going to be Too Short, Mac 10, DJ Quick, Second to None, the Loonies, Cali Swag District. It's just going to be off the chain. And the park that they're having it at is right in walking distance from where my daughter lived. We can literally just walk across the parking lot, and the park is right there. So that's going to be off the chain. And then you got the game on Sunday. But I hear that everything is so expensive right now, so of course they're going to triple up on the prices in Vegas for this weekend. So Vegas is going to be making money this weekend. But I just want to say to everyone who's going or is out there, be safe. Keep your head on the swivel, because this is when a lot of, things can be happening. So, but enjoy yourself and may the best team win. And, thank you for tapping in to our show. Today was a chill day. Queen Cousin Marcy, are you on?
May the best team win. That's so right. You are so nice. How are we related? I'm here, Queen Cousin. Hey, G. Lou listeners. You know, I, excuse me, party people. I was sitting up there watching three bird brain bitches argue over don't be tardy for the party and wound up tardy like, whoa, get your butt up. But it's all good.
Girl.
Happy to be here. Oh, my gosh, like the weather. Oh, it just had this week. It seems like it flew by, no?
Yeah, it seemed like it flew by. And speaking of the weather, you guys had an earthquake of 4.6 out there in California about, what, 3 or 4 hours ago?
Did they?
It shook Long Beach up. Yeah, it shook up Long Beach and some parts of L.A. Yeah. A 4.6.
I missed that one. Okay, everybody stay safe. Get your water. Have your batteries, your flashlights. Get your... what's those lights that you recommend, Queen? The ones where you don't, the LED ones where you don't need batteries. Just pay attention. But no, I didn't feel it. The candles, yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So, yeah, everybody just be safe. But, yeah, the week went by quick. Everything is going by quick. Everything is just happening. This is Valentine's Day as well, which is our cousin's birthday, your cousin's birthday, and my sister's. But yeah, everything is going by quick. We know that February is a short month, so it's going to seem like it's going by quicker.
At least your kids, they don't get a birthday this year. Is that what's going on?
I believe that's what's happening. They don't get a birthday. I think that's so foul. When I first heard that, I was like, what? I didn't understand it as a child. But I was like, oh, you don't get a birthday? Wow.
Like, so, yeah. Like, that is so sad. But then they be 4 years, what, younger? Oh, no, they do get it. They share the coin. They get it. We got a 29th. So it's a, what do they call
okay.
it, leap year?
They get it,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it's called. So it's 29 days this month. Okay. Okay.
We get one more day. Well, you know, I like the 29. You know, 29 and me, we get along just fine. That'll be March. April,
right
June,
on.
And I'll have 4 more months for me. Okay.
Well,
I look forward to
my birthday. Happy
birthday
to anyone celebrating a birthday today.
Yay.
I always look forward to mine. Celebrating a birthday today, an anniversary. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. Enjoy life. Pour love into yourself. And just have a ball. Yeah, just have a ball. So, yeah, I'm here. I am here. So I'm blessed to be above the soil, to be on the roll call this today. And, yeah, today was pretty laid back. I had to lay back. I've been laying back. I did get up yesterday, though, and go to the gym. I said I can't let whatever was trying to take me over, take me over. If you hear my alarm in the background, it's kind of loud.
No, ma'am.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I just thank God that I feel better. You know, I have some strength and, no, let me quit saying I have some strength. I said my alignment was off today. Let me just keep it like that. I was not aligned today. My alignment's been off, and I don't know what's happening. But, you know, when it comes to things like this, I just meditate and don't try to figure it out. I have to definitely give it to the Most High and just be patient. But it's been some weird, it's been some weird days. So what's happening over there in Dino?
And Alabama, you know, the weather, I'm just playing. Yeah, I just saw something, Queen, and I just rolled my eyes so far back deep into my head. Apparently, Sony Music just closed the deal to purchase half of Michael Jackson's publishing and recorded masters catalog in a deal that sources say is valued at over $1.2 billion.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
They did that crap on purpose. Now, you know how Michael hated them people. Oh, that's crazy.
He sure did. Yeah, he sure did. And
oh,
then it was crazy that there's nobody to intervene on his behalf. You know, there's nothing that can be done about it.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's about to affect Sly and the Family Stone Music, Jerry Lee Lewis, Curtis Mayfield, Ray Charles, Percy Sledge. They coming for everybody. Wow.
I don't know what to say about that.
He gonna come back and haunt them. He gonna come back like Lazarus and haunt them. He gonna be like, surprise, surprise. Like, leave that man alone. Oh my God. Check us out.
Let's move our caller in. Good evening, caller.
Good evening. Yes.
Well, this is Thriller Night. Yeah, that's what Michael be saying. Come back. Michael, get that ass. Him and Vincent Price. Him and Vincent Price going to tear their ass up. Happy Born Day, Queen Jean. This is Web Ali. Checking you out.
Hi, boys. Hey, what's happening with you? It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah, they told me you turned 23 today, so I had to check in with you, make sure you know. Yeah, I said something to you live because I can go on Facebook later or the next day. You know what I mean?
But
once you,
It's not my birthday.
Oh, whose birthday is it?
It's I don't know. Somebody in the world. We just always tell
somebody.
Oh, I thought it was your birthday. Oh, I ain't mad at you. Well, I feel like everybody's birthday. You know what I mean?
It's
so,
a born day, right? Because we are reborn when we wake up. So,
okay.
I accept that. Thank you. Yeah,
happy Yeah, happy born day to you, Queen Jean. Happy born day to you, Cousin Marcy. Happy birthday to G-Lou. And happy birthday to Tweet Cadillac and Flossie B and you know, Hanks the Gangster. Happy birthday to you, man. And your wife.
How's the fur babies?
They doing good. You know, I take care of them real good. You know, and that I'm dying this year, so I'm just trying to keep it cool. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a blessing that none of them are dying this year, because it's a sad thing.
This
my
year.
Brother just. Yeah, it's, you know, people don't understand unless you're really an animal lover, and when you lose a dog or an animal, it can be very sad because of the attachment.
Yeah.
Do you get like that when you lose one of your
babies?
Oh,
yeah, because, it hurts me all the time, you know, especially sometimes I don't like taking care of certain dogs, cats, and rabbits because, you know, I work around a veterinarian, and I can look at the dog, a cat, or a rabbit, and see if it's going to be around a long time or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I choose those jobs not to take the ones where I feel like something's going to be going on with the pet, because I don't want to get attached to it and then be feeling all bad. Because when a rabbit die, I'll be feeling, I ain't going to lie, I'll be crying like one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when
you.
The rabbit... Because rabbits can't talk, they can't make a sound, they don't make sounds, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, when they pass, it's like, you know, man, all they can do is when you talk to a rabbit, you will see his mouth moving like yours, but it won't be nothing coming out. So everything you say, he'll say it just like you, but he won't hear nothing.
That's wild. I used to have a pet rabbit. My dad bought me a pet rabbit when I was like 4. And I love my little rabbit, but I accidentally unalived him. But yeah, I like rabbits.
Yeah, they're funny though.
Had one, and his mm-hmm. name was Thumper. But I never paid attention to him like that to know what you're telling me now. You know, so but I did know that he never made a sound. But I didn't. So let me ask you one quick question.
Okay, go ahead.
What made you get into the love of animals like that?
Well, you know, first of all, I just want to make sure I was around some species that wouldn't eat me up, you know what I'm saying, or bite me. So I wanted to be cool with the animals real quick. Any one of them, reindeers, you know, the coyotes, mountain lion, any one of them, if I can be cool with them and figure out how to talk to them and think and how they think, then you can save yourself when one of them run up on you. Because raccoons ain't no joke. They'll get with you.
Mm-mm. Yes, they'll be trying to get you.
So it's best to get a, you know, people be tripping off trying to get to know humans. You better get to know some of these animals, too. You know, they got a lot of peace in their world.
Makes a whole lot of sense. Honestly, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah. Reverend Ali, we're just checking in with y'all. I love y'all sisters, you know, anybody listening. And a happy born day to Cousin Marcy, and happy born day to Queen Jean.
Thank you again.
Thank you. We love you, Reverend Ali, and thank you for checking in, tapping in with us. We're doing, we're showcasing Charlie Wilson tonight. Is there any song you want to, you know, hear, a request?
I love Charlie Wilson. I know Charlie Wilson. Love him and know him. You know, Charlie's a good dude, man. So, yeah, I want to hear You Can't Keep Running. Keep yearning. Play yearning. You know what I mean? Yeah, because I like it when it says, you can't keep running in and out of my life. You know, I like that.
Stay with us. Stay with us.
Yeah. I ain't going nowhere. I'll be here till 9, you know.
Okay. We'll make sure that we get that on for you.
You ain't got to worry about me talking no more. I'm going on mute now. I'm going back on mute. And if y'all want to holler at me, you know, let me know. I'm right here. You know, I got your back. If some nigga run up on you, you know, at the pretzel shop or something, you know.
Right on. I can dig it. I love it. Thank you so much,
Mama,
for having our back.
All right. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, I'm right here.
Have a great one. Okay. I'm ready. That's right, y'all.
That was Reverend Ali.
That was mm-hmm. tight right there. He said, everybody, happy birthday. But, yeah, we're going to get into some things tonight, Queen. You know, we titled it The Comeback Kid. Everybody loves Charlie Wilson and where he comes from. And, you know, that was another sibling act that they rose to fame in the 80s. and they brought us funk, boogie, electro funk, R&B, soul, and disco, but it was something about Mr. Charlie that just made them, you know, to me, stand out as one of the all-time greats in R&B, funk, soul, band, a real band. They played real instruments, and the microphone was on Prince face.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely.
But if you ready, I'm ready. I know Zulu ready.
Yeah, let's drop that beat.
We got some beats on y'all and some heat. If you want to be like Reverend Ali, you can hit us up at 914-803-4001. But what better way to start off our celebration tonight? It's a party, y'all. So let's go on and get on the party train with the Gap Band. Celebrating the comeback key. Got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I love him.
Thank you.
All aboard! Hey now, Cousin Mercy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
Like literally, we have arrived. Celebrating the great Charlie Wilson. Like, I just see them jumping around on stage, you know, doing that kind of thing. And then I thought about it, and I was like, man, the new stuff that he wound up coming out with, it just totally seemed like it kind of took a slower turn, you know. I don't know if that was the age or certain things we weren't doing maybe in our lives at the time, but nonetheless, thank goodness nothing, you know, happened to his voice. But, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. One, two, one, two. Mic check. One, two, one, two. I hope everyone
can you hear me?
There you go.
Hi.
Now we can.
Okay, okay.
Hi.
Okay,
hi, there's somebody else back there.
Yeah, because I was just talking. I said, King is in the building. And I said, we know he's here from that laughter, you know, that infectious laughter that he has. What's happening?
Raise the roof. Raise the roof.
Oh, man. I'm
How are you?
Pain.
You're what?
I said I'm in serious pain.
Oh, no.
I am. That's my
Why?
Foot.
Why? What's happening?
Oh, I was...
Your
foot. Yeah, I was working out earlier. And When I walk on the way, I accidentally hit my foot on the dumbbell. That shit hurts.
Absolutely, that hurts. Well, we're going to pray that it gets better, that it doesn't swell up, that it doesn't start bruising, and just stay off of it if you don't have to be on it. But move it around if you can, because you definitely don't want it to stiff up on you.
Don't know.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I was saying that Charlie Wilson's father is a bishop, you know, for the Church of God in Christ. So that kind of explains the music part and everything that was going on in his life. He had a praying father, you know. Shirley Caesar has a song that said, "I had a praying mother," but he had a praying father. So
right,
yes, mm-hmm.
That church, yeah, that church started, okay?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't either. So I was just kind of reading up on him. And I was like, okay, Church of God in Christ, the co-dad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. And, for him to be 71 years old, though, he looks amazing. And he does, and he moves around amazingly as well. So,
yeah.
Uncle Charlie.
And when he kick it off, and I could say this from personal experience, Queen of DJ Maniac, y'all, when he kick it off, and they kick it off with the party train, that man be jumping at the concert.
Mm-hmm.
He be jumping. Like crisscross or something. I be like, go on, Mr. Charlie, but it's been over 10 years since I last seen him, so I don't know what's happening today, but appearance-wise, you look healthy, bro. Keep going.
Sure. Yeah, he still be moving, though. He still be moving around. You know, when I see him on social media, he still moves around. So 71, yeah. He looks amazing, though.
I got a question really fast.
Mm-hmm.
While we, you know, on the subject, and I'm going to pretend to be a caller, and I'm going to, hey, it's Cousin Marcy, and I want to make a dedication. I want to know if I could hear Outstanding by the Gap Band and dedicate that to my queen, Cousin Jean. That's her favorite.
That is my favorite.
That is my favorite. Thank you so much, of course.
I want to do that.
Man, that is one of my favorites, though.
Oh, my God.
The lyrics, the beat and the lyrics.
So good, Biggie and the Brat had to get on it.
Hey, let's be outstanding.
Yeah, you're looking sweet that night. You got everything, girl. Wish that I could love you back in a special way. You light my fire. Thank you.
love that.
Yeah, that is a nice beat. That song right there. They said that the band recorded at a church studio, the Gap Band in 1974. The group songs such as Outstanding, Party Train, Yearning for Your Love, Burn Rubber on Me, You Dropped a Bomb on Me, and Oops, Upside Your Head are among their immense catalog and some of the most sampled songs in music history. After 15 albums, the Gap Band announced their retirement in 2010. Wow. After 15 albums. They did it. Yeah, they were doing it as the Gap Band.
They did that. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness that they did. And were they
yeah.
signed to them people over there? Were they part of the Motown camp or no? At any point, does anybody know?
I don't see that anywhere. I don't see Motown mentioned anywhere.
Yeah.
And what I see, I don't see Motown mention anything. He's also a spokesperson for the Prostate Cancer Foundation. So
yeah, survivor.
Uncle Charlie be busy. Yeah, that's absolutely a survivor.
Yeah, he probably made a pact with the Lord, like, man, you get me out of this one. Ooh, live my life right.
Well, yeah, you know, that's probably why the song blessed. But yeah, Uncle Charlie.
Right, yeah.
So that's what we're showcasing tonight. DJ Maniac.
Yep.
Is there anything you want to hear by the Gap Band? We got a request for Reverend Ali coming up next. Is there anything that you want to request?
Oh, of course. Yearning for Your Love.
That's what's coming up next. See, that's a hit song because that's what
he over there, psychic.
We wanted to hear as well. And we, that was going to be
psychic.
Our number three song. Yeah.
He over there, psychic.
So
his foot hurt. The dumbbell attacked him. Like, come on. Let's do this with DJ Maniac and Reverend Ali. Let's make that foot feel better.
The beginning of that. Let's go.
So pretty.
Don't keep running. my life.
Don't you realize
So does anybody else just immediately see Kane rolling into the park in his 5.0? Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a movie. I love that movie.
I never heard that version of Computer Love.
Me neither. That was a really cool one. Yeah, it really accentuated Charlie. Yeah. But that's a good one, too. That was a good mixture that they put together right there, the Zapp and Roger Shirley Murdoch. I wonder if they thought it was going to take off like it did, kind of a sound of the 80s. That thing is a classic right there.
It is.
Oh, Charlie Wilson, Uncle Charlie. I'm going to go on mute for a second.
We're going to hold down the floor, and we're going to be right back, y'all. We got some more Gap Band, Charlie Wilson coming up for y'all. We're going to keep it funky one time. And then after I Don't Believe You Want to Get Down, we may come back for a few announcements. Queen will let us know, y'all. So stay with us, 914-803-4001. I don't believe you, but do you want to get down?
Mm-hmm.
I do. Let's go, y'all. Maniac. Yo, foot hurt. You can't get down. You sit down right now, okay?
Say
put some ice on that
thing. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your
head. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again. Radio station is WDAP. Now on all you gappers, and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me. Bang!
Thank you.
It don't mean that I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
not
key.
Get that twisted.
I'm like, was that the
you
song?
Know,
have... That song went everywhere. Barry had a little lamb.
Have a little ball.
Right?
Yeah. It's trying to oops aside the head, y'all. That was Uncle Charlie and the Gap Band. Hey. That song used to be jammed though when it was out. It was just a message. You would just put that on and send a message out, like
right at the party.
Wherever it was needed, it was going out.
Right.
So yeah, y'all. Uncle Charlie.
That's one of the long ones too. I'm gonna get you on a dance floor. Be out there for a minute, having a good old time.
Yeah. And back then when it was out, that was the party time. That's when it was like that fun party time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had them house parties and it was, you didn't have to worry about the drama and all that stuff. So speaking of good things that's happening, I've seen Jaheim on social media. He's getting ready to go on tour. Welcome back to the scene to Jaheim. Was so happy to see him looking so healthy and, yeah, he looks great. So he's going on tour.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jaheim. That's one of my favorite artists.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on, Jaheim. Gotta put that woman first.
Jaheim. All those songs. I mean, he has some good hits. So yeah. So tomorrow is Saturday, y'all. And we know what happens on Saturdays. Everybody gets a blessing. Free food giveaway at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton by Cynthia Nunn of SNN Angels. You can follow SNN Angels on IG and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. She usually puts up a video the night before, which would be tonight, and you can see all the food that she is going to be boxing up. Share that information with others. Be a blessing to be a blessing. So thank you, Cynthia Nunn, for always blessing the community and the surrounding cities. And also, we know the weather is terrible. There's a lot of homeless people, homeless families. So if you can donate to Luther Jr. Keith, follow him on Facebook and Instagram as well, and let him know where he can pick up some clothing and blankets and food and donations, whatever you can donate, but follow him and let him know where he can come and pick that up. There's a lot of people in need. And also we can catch our brother, Deacon Hank Norman at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church every day, Monday through Friday for free food. And now on Mondays, they are doing a free breakfast, a hot free breakfast at 140 West 34th Street in the city of Long Beach. And that's first come, first serve on those hot breakfasts. And you can also attend the Sunday worship at that same location at 10:30 a.m. And they just had an amazing Bible study live on Facebook this past Wednesday. And that's at 12 noon. So make sure you check that out. St. Luke Holy Baptist Church, they're always doing things for the community. And also you can catch Big Hank at the Upper Room on Thursdays at 246 East 3rd Street in Long Beach. He hosts the comedy show there. And I believe March the 7th, they're going to have a tour going on, but I'll get more information regarding that for Sunday. So you guys can go patronize that as well. Also, follow our YouTube channel, the G. Lou channel, where there's amazing things going on there. G. Lou does have a interview tonight. He's going to be having a conversation tonight, so go check the after hours out at 9:30, and also check out Marcy's Minute on YouTube, because if you miss Marcy's Minute on the G. Lou Show, you can definitely get something on her YouTube channel. BTP Media, the Hood Postman, the Patio Politics just had a nice conversation with two queens on Tuesday that dropped. So go check them out and check out everything that's in their archives. Writer for Life Films and G Connect. Also, follow Kenya Ware on IG. And shout out to Two Souls. She's always doing some amazing things on her IG page. Always got something going on. FD's Funnel Cakes, you guys, they are offering special. If you buy some funnel cakes mixture, you can get some free for the rest of the month. But they are open now at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton, Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. They are closed on Mondays. They're no longer taking phone orders. And what it is, if you order through DoorDash, then you would receive a package of funnel cake mix for the rest of the month free. So if you order through DoorDash, Uber Eats. So go ahead and check that out. And they also have the mixture in Payless Food Stores in the city of Compton, El Segundo and Avalon. Cousin Marcy, we know exactly where that is, on aisle number 7. And also at the Miracle Mount, the Miracle Mount Market in Compton as well. So check that out. And also for your bakery needs, follow Shea Dough on Instagram. Follow sugarholic.ca on Instagram. And I already stated FD's Funnel Cakes. So, yeah, My Try Rise, make sure you follow them as well. And, of course, you got to make sure you check out Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise. That show airs every Thursday. That is hosted and produced by Tweed. And G. Lewis is co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak, or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM, 7 o'clock p.m. East West Coast and 10 o'clock p.m. West East Coast. Wow. So, yeah, those are just my little short announcements for Friday, Saturday on our YouTube channel. Check out Conversations in the Hookah Lounge, and also check out the Tuesday Changing the Game with Queen Deandra. I believe I'm saying her name correctly, but check that out as well. They just had a nice show on Tuesday. So the YouTube channel got it cracking over there, you guys. Our YouTube channel is cracking over there, so make sure you go like and subscribe. So, yeah, and that will conclude my announcement. Go ahead.
Nice announcement.
Thank you, King. I appreciate you. Cousin Marcy, appreciate you.
That's right. That's right.
So we hope you all are enjoying our show. I don't know who that is. I just know it's Hootie Who. What is Hootie
Who? Who that? Somebody had a song. I can't remember who it was, but that's what that reminded me of when you said that. Like, that's a rap song. JT the Big
Thing. It is.
I'll figure it out. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that is a rap song.
Oh, I didn't know JT. Yeah.
Okay. I knew it was J somebody.
Who is it?
JT Money.
I tell you the truth, man, these rappers. But, yeah, it is what it is, right?
Right.
Back, back Friday, y'all. We are here with Uncle Charlie. Yes, we are here with Uncle Charlie, so we're going to get back into some music. And maybe Marcy will come back later on with some Marcy Manny, maybe.
Yeah, I do have some for you guys and dolls. And also, I'm trying to figure this out before we get off the air tonight with this next one, y'all. I literally, like, found a gem. So don't quote me, but I swear Michael McDonald must have snuck into the session for this one because it's giving me Doobie Brothers. It's just giving me all that. But we're going to get into a little bit more of the Gap Band, and then we're going to really totally get over into Uncle Charlie for real. But let's get into The Way, y'all. Produced in 1980, came up on the Gap Band 3 album, December 8th, 1980.
Yeah, I hear that.
Thank you.
Whew, everybody's still woke. That was the way.
I can hear that. Yeah, I can hear that Doobie Brothers song in there.
Right? Wait a minute. Wait a gosh darn minute here. What's happening? What would you say, yo? Oh, we know what your favorite Charlie Wilson is, Queen. What's your favorite Charlie Wilson song, DJ Maniac?
It will have to, even though it's with the Gap Band, it will have to be Yearning for Your Love.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. Well, my favorite is
so no single
with him and Snoop Dogg. No, I'm playing, y'all. Oh gosh, yeah, he totally made a little transition, y'all. Transition, but yeah. So stay tuned, people. Let's keep this party rocking and a rolling. We got one more by the Gap, and then we're gonna get into some. Hey, girl. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing, Queen? How you doing, Maniac? How you doing, G Lou? Wendy says she ain't got it. She is broke. Let's go, y'all. Poor Wendy.
Trying to handle the situation, but your mind is filled with aggravation. You say you can't turn to your relation. You say you can't deal with world inflation. 'Cause your money's getting tighter. Don't think that the love's gonna get any lighter. Get a little better, yeah.
If you open up your mind, turn your head towards the sky.
Reach way down in your heart and you'll feel better.
If you open up your mind, turn your head towards the sky.
Every little thing's gonna get a little better, yeah.
as we do this evening. It's on the one. Funkin' on the edge of night this evening. You got the GAP. Gonna put it on the three. If you don't believe that, turn the channel two. On the one this evening. You wanna funk with me? You have to drop all material, fam. You see, they're not so very important. You have to drop all material things and come on the one side.
See, and we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. That's like Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
That I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie.
Leslie Wilson.
Leslie Wilson.
I was wondering if I could take you out.
Take you out.
I invite you to
here
my house. Here is my number.
Call me.
Don't forget.
nobody to ride in my new coupe with. Ain't even got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just the one makes it a home. Love don't count me out, cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that design, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your head. Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie,
that's Saint Wilson.
I was wondering
if I could take you out,
show you a good time,
invite you to my house.
Here's my number. Like I know you,
oh, this must be one hell of a
deja vu.
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I know you've heard this somewhere.
You know I want you there for sure.
And that's why I'm introducing myself.
Hey,
yeah.
How you doing? My name is Charlie.
First name Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering
if I could take you out, show you a good time,
invite you to
in my
house.
Like, what in the let me give you a way to contact me is going on? He gonna give me his mama number, the studio number, his two-way. You can email him. Like, all right now. Written and produced mostly by R. Kelly. That was Charlie Wilson's Resurgent. Yes, the aura put that album together for the men, but it was a good one.
I did not know that that he had produced that album for him. I had no clue. I mean, when you had said here comes Kells, but I didn't know that King had told me. I was like, wow.
Yeah, he did some good things, you know, for him to say how he, you know, is not the sharpest tool in the shed or whatnot. Just talking about Robert. You know, his genius to be able to just put those words together, and then you could tell he probably had a, you know, a little Ike, you know, you're gonna sing this song, Charlie, because it's like at the end you can hear him just like belting that shit out, like, oh, like, get that shit out. So he's a wonderful producer as well. I wonder if he does any of that, where he's at now. Interested. I'm waiting on the R. Kelly book, y'all.
You know, someone had put up a post on a social media, someone that I follow, and he said, how many of you guys still listen to R. Kelly's music? And my daughter responded, because he's a family friend. And I said, you know, R. Kelly is an amazing artist, and I'm always listen to his music. Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people still listen to his music, you know, as far as him being incarcerated and what he's doing.
Yeah.
You don't hear nothing bad about what's happening with him in there. You do hear people saying that he's in there singing, leading a choir. I heard that. But, he's just an amazing artist. You can't take that away from him. That's something that just can't be taken away.
No, and it's in him. It's, you know, it's just in him. Like, the other thing, you can't take that away, like you just said. And that's so funny you said that, like, you don't hear nothing about him, but everybody's favorite character somehow got an interview with him through there. Wack 100 and him sat down some kind of way. They didn't sit there together, but he was able, he did get on Clubhouse and was talking stuff. I think he was talking about Tasha K. I was just rambling a little bit, y'all, to get y'all up for Mercy's Minute. It's about to be here, but yeah, he definitely is suing people while he's in there, and he's, you know, is he going to get out? I know there's like almost 30 years, almost 40 years total. So I don't know if he's going to try to do an appeal or anything, but
let us just pray it turned around. I mean, it turned around for Bill Cosby.
I know, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to take one of those girls to just get their life and, you know, kind of tell, like, I'm not, no victim shaming or anything like that, but it's more truth than that, and then everybody else that's involved, you know, we all saw it was like the court of opinion, just like with the Tory Lanez and the Megan Thee Stallion thing. Now apparently we have a video where it's just simply showing, you know, that he wasn't even never around the weapon and just all kind of different things. So all the cancel culture and things like that, we're going to talk about right now on Mercy's Minute. Perfect, y'all.
Okay.
So let's see what we got going on this week. I came in on the tail end. I believe Queen was talking a little bit about it. But apparently at the Usher concert this Sunday, we're going to get a surprise guest, okay? They might play a little football, too. So the posts are 100% user submitted. We can't confirm, but a little birdie told us we got the drop on Usher's Super Bowl performance. Y'all know he ain't said nothing about who will be with him on stage, so I had to spill the tea to y'all first. I found out that Lil Jon, yeah, will be a part of his Super Bowl performance. I'm really close to the situation, so y'all can trust me, blogger writes. Also, my fam, who's directly involved in the halftime show, told me themselves. It's giving yeah reunion, but I don't know if Luda will also participate, but why wouldn't he? It's giving please tell your lovers and friends that Usher, John, and Luda had to do it again. So that'll be very nice to see in between time, in the meantime, while two teams are going to go head to head in some kind of sport. I forget what it is, but yeah. So make sure you tune in for the Usher concert. Now, Monique joined the couch on Club Shay Shay earlier this week. She had a few things that she wanted to get off of her chest. The Queen of Comedy touched on past issues with D.L. Hewley, a fellow comedian, now rival seems to be, comments made by Tiffany Haddish and alleged audio of Tyler Perry admitting that he lied. If you all recall, most problems began with Tyler, Oprah, and Lee Daniels involving the film Precious, when she refused to promote the film at the Canesville Festival for free, against the advisement of the three. During the drama, Mo was labeled hard to work with, which led her to being blackballed. The comedian said she would be open to sitting with Oprah and Tyler, and she also let out an interesting story that had to do with how Oprah kind of interfered with her personal family business, which wound up her being surprised by her brother showing up at an interview, and he was the one that was supposedly abusing her as a child. So she kind of just threw him out there, and Monique wasn't expecting him to be there. The interview is up now on YouTube. It already has 5 million views. Shout out to Club Shay Shay, Shannon Sharp, as he is most famously known. He's really doing it. It's only February 9th, and he's just breaking barriers with his new channel and new adventures, Club Shay Shay. All right, so I got an update for y'all. I told you I was going to let you know what happened with this story. So if you all remember, last November, Christian Rock was accused of assaulting James Wright while backstage at Tamar Braxton's show in Los Angeles. Now, it looks like legal documents have been filed in relation to the incident. Yes, the man has charged her criminally with the assault that left him badly bruised and damaged, two chipped teeth, and, of course, you know, that's emotional, so you know he's going to get him for the emotional distress. She also used a homophobic slur during the attack. Now, the lawsuit states that while backstage, Krishan allegedly became so upset while speaking to James because she thought she was supposed to perform during the show. However, James believed she was supposed to be involved in a dance portion of the show or twerking contest. Krishan is accused of becoming upset with James, hitting him multiple times in the face while wearing rings. James' attorney, Kevin Anderson, said she hit him multiple times for no reason at all. We were surprised that she was able to leave the facility that night. So the cops did show up that night. She was already fled the scene. She fled the bitch. She hurried up and got out of there, went on to Instagram and told how everybody was indeed lying on her and nothing was going to happen to her. Poor baby. So if she happens to get charged and not let alone convicted, that's going to be two parents now put away in less than a year. One more before we go, y'all. Jonathan Majors was convicted of reckless assault in the third degree and a harassment violation involving his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari. Two more women have now come forward to accuse the actor of abuse. According to Rolling Stone, Emma Duncan and Mara Hooper allege Major was physically and or emotionally abusive during their overlapping relationships. Duncan claims that on multiple occasions from 2015 to 2019, Majors was physically violent with her. She claims in one alleged fight in 2016, Majors allegedly choked her and threw her body across the room and threatened he was going to make sure that you cannot have children. Of course, Majors denied the accusations. Hooper, who dated Majors from 2013 to 2015 after a meeting at Yale, claimed Majors was deeply controlling and she was not allowed to speak to anyone about their relationship. Majors' attorney Priya Chowdhury spoke out saying Majors was young and insecure during that time period and is embarrassed by some of his jealous behavior. He lost his contract with Marvel. Several other opportunities. We'll also keep our eye out for what's going on with these Jonathan Majors stories. And that will do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen, D-Lu, Maniac, back to y'all.
Lynching. Great announcements. I mean, great Marcy's Minute. So listen, speaking of Usher, he just dropped his new album today, and it's called Coming Home. 20 songs are on that album. He just dropped that today. So, yeah, if you're an Usher fan and you have access to it, it's streaming on all digital platforms. Get it.
That's that perfect timing. That's that Rock Nation for you. Who don't they know how to do it? Release it on Friday before the Usher concert at the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Let me cut up at the Grammys, you know, get a little more attention on Rock Nation, you know, and get drunk, and my wife needs an award, and you know what he's doing over there.
And plus,
man,
it's the
artist
season.
It's the what, King?
I can't wait to listen.
The R&B season.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward, though, to the halftime for the Super Bowl. I'm also looking forward to these commercials they're going to be having. And all the hype with, what's her name? What's that girl's name?
Oh, that girl that did win all the Grammys. Taylor Swift. Oh, I can't get over that.
It's going to be a lot of hype around that. So even the football commissioner, he said that ever since that she started dating the football player, that their sales has risen because they have a younger audience now because of the girls who love Taylor Swift and they want to see Taylor Swift at the games. Yeah, that's what the football commissioner said, that he doesn't mind all the hype. Well, no, your money.
That's why Shannon Sharp got on his couch earlier this week and what he said about Beyonce to have everybody know uproar that, no, she might not be just as marketable as a Taylor Swift. Now, I'm no gambling person at all. But if the point spread is going towards, or is he going to propose after they win the Super Bowl? Like, it's different things like that going on, like, people are betting on these teams according to that. So they're definitely trying to market it, and they want that audience. I'm not saying who they are, but they want that audience. Now, Beyonce went out there when she did Formation and all that other stuff. Remember when she had her kind of militant look going on and they talked all that crap about Beyonce, you know, and you would have think that would be the most, or like a Michael Jackson or a Whitney Houston singing a Star Spangled Banner. But no, they're definitely looking for that audience because they need it to kind of revive the NFL and, you know, the viewers and stuff like that. Because honestly, I don't watch sports like I used to on TV like that anymore. I just don't do it. It's hard to get people to sit down, you know, for 2 hours at a time. Like, it's literally hard, in my view, in my humble opinion. So I think it's a good thing. I don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, we'll see what's happening on Sunday, because it definitely got there.
We'll see, right? Bet on the team where the man gonna propose. I told you here first. With his fade. They done said the man invented the fade, y'all. Either this man didn't invented the fade.
What was that, before or after the, anyway? Yeah.
He didn't invented the whole, he didn't change the game, y'all. And then the other boy, yeah, I told you his dad got caught up in a Dewey last week, and I was gonna vote for him first. Vote for the man whose father got lifted. He was like, my baby going to the Super Bowl again. No, stay safe. No drinking and driving, y'all. What we got coming up next, Queen? My computer is acting wacky.
Oh, the computer is acting wacky. Okay. Well, we have Let's Chill with Charlie Wilson, and then we have Magic after that.
Ooh, set the mood, Groove. Fabulous Flashback Fridays.
Baby, whoa. Of your lovely face, all my love is for you. Whatever you want, I will do. You're the only one I want in my life. For you, I make that sacrifice. For you.
car when I pull up at the mall. Couldn't find a place to park. Threw my keys to the valet.
Handle it for me.
I was only about to hang, wasn't looking for a thing. I was just about to bounce. And then I saw Miss Lady.
Then I said to myself,
pretty little thing, a couple of bags in her hand, right in front of Macy's.
That's where the pretty girls hang.
Then I saw her at the food court, sipping lemonade, conversating on her cell phone, looking so amazing. And I said to myself, take her to the cookout.
Yeah, her gon'
hang. Take her to my mama house. If she need a hair done,
my cousin can.
I'll treat her like a queen, give her everything.
She will be my girl till we old and gray.
And I knew it from the moment that I saw her love and love life.
Some of your time.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Oh, 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 I'm
waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try. What? So thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up.
Listen.
Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Yes.
Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecuing, waking up the whole block. Music loud. Turning out, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by that I don't try.
should thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I'll tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed.
Right, you are blessed, sir.
Blessed with no regret.
With none. He said his prayer, what he said, and I was like, wow. And I didn't remember that. He didn't keep that story the same. Go on, Uncle Charlie. I like that. Testimony.
But
real life testimony.
Yeah, definitely blessed. He's definitely blessed. So thank you guys for tuning in. It was a great Flashback Friday with Uncle Charlie Wilson, and Queen Cousin Marcy, DJ, King Maniac. I enjoyed the show. I just want to leave the people with this, to know that God is always faithful. God is always faithful. But my question to you is, how faithful are you to God? Marinate on that over the weekend. Yeah. Because God is going to always be faithful. Keep your mustard seed faith. Believe in what you believe in, but believe in a spiritual being, a higher, that there's a higher being. Believe in that. You know, so many things going on in our world today. We see it. We hear it. Some of us live it. But make corrections for yourself. Poor self. Self-love into you. When you pour self-love into you, you can pour it into someone else, but it has to be genuine. It has to be solid. It can't be none of that faking and shaking stuff, you know. Self-love, pour love, self-care, give care. Say a kind word, be kind to people. This world is getting uglier every day. You was just speaking on the Krishan thing. That's someone who's lost and just lost. You know, she's just lost. She's young. She's lost in fame and social media. It attacks the mind of the weak people. And when you're weak, you'll fall for the okie doke. You know, you'll do anything to continue the fame and to make a name. You know, look at all this craziness that's going on with WAC 100. He wants to keep a name. Weak. You know, that's just weak in the flesh. So you got to stay strong. You just should at least put in the effort to be strong. Put in the effort. Be intentional about who you want to be. Be intentional with it. Find out your purpose. You know, sit down and talk to the man upstairs, you know, have a conversation. Just like we have conversations with each other, you can converse with God like that. God will speak back to you, but you just have to be silent. And know God may speak to you through other ways. There's so many ways that the Most High can speak to you. So just be intentional in all good things that you do in this world today. And that's what I want to leave with the people for the weekend.
That sounds like so real. Good, Queen. Put that in the background. You hit the nail on the head with the 2 and the 10 with that one. I love it. But yes, wonderful show. Thank you, Queen. Thank you, G-Lu. Thank you, Maniac listeners. What was the time?
And don't forget to go over to our YouTube
I hope your
channel
foot feels better.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Your foot will feel better. Just keep it elevated. Like I said, move it sometimes so that it gets stiff. And everybody, if you're not busy, go over to the YouTube channel and check out the conversation that G-Lu will be having this evening. Be safe this weekend. Be safe. Be safe. Be safe. Mm-hmm. And that's my spiel. Peace, love, and light. Ashe.
Amen. Peace, y'all. We out.